Good afternoon and welcome along to the Community Elements Show. We start our Community Elements Show with Brian's good news, joined by Brian Cran today and recording this at the CLC Bookshop and Cafe. Hello, Brian.
Hello. How are you, Bob?
You're calling me Bob again.
That gets a bit of variety into the show.
Well, it does, yes. It's not the first time you've done that, though.
I'll remember to do it a third time.
Right. Or maybe the fourth. Right, Brian, we've got some good news. Again, though usually during the holiday season, it quite often ends up to be a dearth of good news sometimes. But are you waiting until the Olympics? I wonder whether we've got any Olympians taking place, actually competing in the Olympics from the Aberdeen area.
I must check on that.
I think you had better.
I will do, yes. You have my promise on that.
Good. Right. And now, your good news.
Right. A tourist attraction swung open its doors to treat a young spina bifida sufferer after learning of his passion for history. Fyvie Castle celebrated its 30th anniversary as a public attraction and called on 10-year-old Dylan Morris to help the occasion. Dylan and his mum, Lucinda, had been regular visitors to the castle, where staff were charmed by the eager youngster. He showed such enthusiasm for the castle and its grounds that the Laird, Sir George Forbes Leith, invited him for a personal tour. Miss Morris from Turriff had said the visits to Fyvie Castle had been a real benefit to her son. She added, "We had a truly amazing tour from Sir George, who we can't thank enough for a truly amazing time." An appeal has been made for kind-hearted folks to help raise funds for abused, abandoned and injured animals. The Scottish SPCA is appealing to people in the northeast to get involved in Scottish Animal Week between September 5th and 11th by shaking a collection tin in their area. Drumoak Centre manager Graham Innes said, "Even if someone can only spare an hour or two to shake a collection tin, their time and efforts would be hugely appreciated." An Aberdeen community centre has unveiled its new £23,000 extension after it arrived on the back of a truck. Inchgarth Community Centre in Garth Dee stumped up the cash for the cabin after demand grew from users for extra space. The new building arrived to the delight of Centre Chairman Paul O'Connor. He said, "It is a superb addition to the centre and it will give us the opportunity to run more classes. I always found it a bit soul-destroying when I had to go back to some groups who were looking for a meeting room or training place at the centre and tell them we didn't have any space for them. This cabin will provide that additional space and allow groups to book a room at a good price and know that their money will be going back into our services, helping elderly, children and disabled." A piano project, which has travelled far and wide to places including New York, Los Angeles and Barcelona, has arrived in Aberdeen. Play Me, I'm Yours gives members of the public the chance to make their own music. A total of 11 pianos are dotted around the Granite City, with another at Aberdeen Airport, and the instruments are free to play throughout the month. Chief Executive of Aberdeen Inspired, Adrian Watson, hopes the scheme will draw as many participants as possible. He said, "It brings that added bit of culture. People will see this as a welcoming place when they come to visit. The pianos have been acquired, tuned and prepared by Gordon Bell of Gordon Bell Pianos, and each instrument was decorated by North East Scotland College students. They were funded through donations from individuals and organisations across the region. It is hoped it will attract more visitors and promote the arts. Players of all abilities have been urged to take part. An Aberdeen community orchard has opened 3 years after work on it began. The fruit-bearing garden in Cooter's Millside Street was opened by Deputy Leader of Aberdeen City Council, Mary Bolton. In 2014, Barrett Holmes gifted the piece of land to the local authority, who then allowed Cooter in Bloom to transform it into a place the whole community can enjoy. Eric Stein, chairman of Cooter in Bloom, said, "The work over the last 3 years has been great. The project wouldn't have been possible without the sponsors, so we must thank them for their help. We want this to be an orchard for the whole community to enjoy." Eric said fruit was already ripe enough to be picked by volunteers. In fact, one of the volunteers has already made some blackcurrant jelly jam. Councillor Bolton said, "This fantastic project has made such a difference to the community by having the orchard which is available to the public. It is a testament to the work carried out by Cooter and Bloom and all the volunteers. The first harvest is now available for residents to pick." An international literary festival has been hailed a great success after hundreds of Dickens fans from around the world took part in the event. Academics, writers and fans of the Victorian author travelled from as far afield as Japan, Australia, New Zealand and the US to Aberdeen to attend the annual conference of the International Dickens Fellowship, a worldwide organisation that promotes the studies and studies the influential writer. The event was organised by Paul Schillig, a University of Aberdeen lecturer and renowned expert on Dickens-related material. Visitors took part in banquets, held readings of the author's greatest stories, enjoyed discussions by contemporary authors, and explored the city of Aberdeen, where Dickens visited twice and was once almost made the rector of Marshall College. Mr. Schleich said, "It was a great success, and I hope everyone that came along from around the world will remember their Scottish experience for years to come." A dynamic duo has been rewarded for more than a decade of beach cleanups. For 15 years, husband and wife team, Ian and Julia House, have organised regular beach cleaning activities in the Aberdeen area. Now the couple have received the National Clean Up Scotland Hero of the Month Award in recognition of their continued commitment to cleaning up Scotland's beaches. The award is part of a national campaign organised by environmental charity Keep Scotland Beautiful. Ian said, "I would like to thank all our keen regular beach cleaners, but also say that anyone can come to our beach cleanups, no training necessary."
I have to say I really like that one. Thank you very much, Brian. I think it's good that people are actually bothering enough to clean up our beaches as well as cleaning up our streets as well. And we do have a Clean Up Aberdeen that is ongoing and started off this year. And it's really there to encourage people to take a greater pride in their communities.
I think that's very, very important. It really is. You know, everything that we've had today, it's been in connection with communities. And I think building up communities is crucial. You know, everyone feels better when they join in things like that. And there was one, the other one that I would sort of pick out was the Five E Castle. Now here, I mean, Sir George was very much an upper echelon sort of person. Now, it's excellent, I think, always when people like that show interest in the less fortunate people around. And he certainly did this when he showed Dylan around, gave him a special tour. Now, that would have lifted Dylan quite a bit. And I'm always impressed when I see people lifted up.
And when someone takes the time to actually do that. The other news story to pick up on is the story of the orchard at Kuta, the Kuta in bloom. And certainly, I think, a good example of hopefully a community, what will be a community even more, working together and being able to pick pears and apples and black currants and whatever they do. Think of the benefits that that orchard could bring, and indeed the benefits to wildlife too.
Well, it's a community element here because everyone is welcome to go into the orchard. Everybody is welcome to take of the fruit in that. And there is the, with the community element, I mean, there won't be people going in just to take that. They will be appreciating what is on offer, and it won't be a selfish thing. That lifts me, you know, when people show interest in others as well as themselves, so they will all enjoy it together.
Indeed, and what I also like is I mean, something that could be covered is the many of the allotment holders in Aberdeen actually sell their food. They sell that up at Hazelhead Park on Saturdays, and they also sell their food, and they give some of their food, I think, to Sea Fine as well, which is the community social outreach at Poynook Road, and they give some of their food to them, I believe, as well. So again, that's a good example of people being forward with their giving.
Yes, it's always very encouraging when people show interest in other people and help them, you know, and join together.
Yes.
Because there's so much negativeness about people, you know, but when they join together, they feel much, much better when they're less selfish.
Well, yes.
I know I feel better if I'm able to help somebody. And I'm able, being quite honest, I enjoy even reading the good news. Because it not only, okay, it's designed to lift everyone, I'm included in the everyone.
Aye, that you are, and so am I. I think we can all be, and I certainly find myself being sort of selfish. Sometimes I think technology actually makes you a bit more selfish. It can do. Because I was talking before about, for example, the unwelcome calls that you get, and thinking, how would I or how should I be reacting to people, as opposed to how do I sometimes feel like reacting to people when they ring you up out of the blue and it's one of those spam calls. And I found myself in conversation reacting in the wrong way today, and I don't think that was good. Instead of reacting like that, I need to be reacting, more godly. Okay, Brian, can I thank you very, very much?
I thank you for giving me the opportunity, because I gain from this, I can assure you. And when I'm looking through the Evening Express for the good news, quite often I come across, the vast majority is not good news. So that when I do come across the good
news, it's like a wee gem.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I agree.
Excellent. All right. Okay, well, that's all from the good news. We've got more community elements coming up for you.